quarterback Michael Vick participate in Tuesday's practice, and he's hopeful that he can make enough of a recovery from his hamstring injury in order to play in Sunday's game against Tampa Bay.
You know, the thing I just wanted to do for this football team is be accountable and be there for him every week. And, it's kind of disheartening when you can't be out there, and playing. But the good thing is we got a good backup. Who will be able to step in and do a great job with this team. And we got a lot of players who believe in themselves and each other, so that'll take us a long way.
Nick Foles will start at quarterback if Vic is unable to go. If you remember, Foles earned his first career NFL win last year against the Buccaneers.
I remember they're a solid team. They went down to the end. They're hard playing, very athletic, aggressive, so I know we're going to go into this and we're really going to have to be on our game, and they're coming off a bye week, so we really have to have a great week and be sharp because they're going to come to play.
Rookie Matt Barkley has worked hard behind the scenes to be ready, because this Sunday he could be only one play away from making his way onto an NFL field.
I'm approaching it like any other week, like I would be starting, just like I have for every other week this far this season. And we'll see where this goes. Hopefully Mike gets healthy quickly. But Nick and I are ready to take over if that needs to happen.
LeSean McCoy is the league's leading rusher, but he had his struggles last Sunday against the Giants. Center Jason Kelce explained that it was the Giants' scheme, not the quarterback, that caused problems for McCoy.
I really don't think it correlated to Vic or Foles being in the game. I think it was something. It's a zone beater stunt. You know, that's what they do. And then all of a sudden, when you start doing that, when you start bringing the backside in, now they get what they want. Now we lose the double team on the backside, which loses that push on the backside. So, you can keep running that play, and then we bring the backside in. And then if they keep doing that, then, like she was saying, we can get the other plays that will exploit that.
Defensive coordinator Bill Davis has seen improvement in his crew, one that generated four turnovers in the win over the Giants. This Sunday, the Eagles get rookie quarterback Mike Glennon of Tampa Bay, who is scheduled to make only his second career start.
We really would study the game he played against Arizona and then his preseason games. So you see how the offense looks with him, and you see how the offense looks without him. They've had a bye week, so now they can probably adjust to his talents a little bit better. But you study every available tape you have on a guy and kind of predict a little bit of how you think they'll use him.
Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.